Boy Scouts may be prepared, but commentator Heather Havrileski always has a plan.
Growing up during the golden age of disaster movies, my sister and I were acutely aware of all the things that could go wrong around us. Films like Jaws and Earthquake and The Towering Inferno showed us how one tragic event could trigger other tragedies until escape was futile. We knew that having a plan was important. So, we designed strategies for dealing with every possible situation, from natural disasters to nuclear war to unlikely crime scenarios like dog napping. In case of tornado, we decided that we'd grab the pets and as many cans of mini ravioli as we could carry and hide in the basement. If there was a nuclear attack, we'd seal all the windows with aluminum foil and shower every 2 hours. In case of a flood, we'd inflate the little raft in the garage and haul it up to the roof so we'd be safe until the water rose very high. As unrealistic as some of our approaches might have seemed even then, we knew that to navigate a world in which comets hurled toward cities, planes swerved out of control, and the earth gaped open, swallowing cars whole, we would have to be resourceful and crafty. Our emergency plans were not always entirely logical. In case our house caught on fire, for example, I was supposed to grab my teddy bear and the dog, stuff them in a pillow, and throw them out the window. My sister was in charge of the cat and the Star Wars action figures. Next, we'd throw one of our mattresses out the window, and then jump out the window, landing, of course, in the middle of the mattress. Not the soundest plan, considering that there was a perfectly good fire escape ladder in the hall closet. But we had never used that ladder. We weren't sure how to use it. And the picture on the box made us nervous. It showed a voluptuous woman in a tiny slip, lightly stepping down a ladder amid a raging fire. She bore an uncanny resemblance to Farrah Fawcett, and looked not only calm, but had a slight smile on her face as red and orange flames licked at the hem of her slip. Sadly, we didn't run our escape plan by my mom, who might have liked to know that if there was a fire, her two daughters would die struggling to shove a mattress out the window. But it seemed more comforting to have a plan that our parents weren't in on. After all, most adults seemed to be in serious denial when it came to disasters. When you tried to discuss with them the possibility that, say, a comet might fall on the house, they didn't have the remotest clue how they would handle it. Now I sort of wish I made the same kinds of emergency plans for my adult life. If I lose my job writing, I'll just fall back on that graduate degree that I picked up back when I had nothing better to do. If my boyfriend dumps me, I'll take refuge in that apartment in Budapest that I've been renting for just such an occasion. But really, the best you can do is anticipate a life full of twists and turns and lean into the chaos until one day, you might be just like that masochist in the tiny slip, smiling ever so slightly as everything goes down in flames.
Heather Havrileski lives in Los Angeles.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.